This is Steve Sherlock with number 76 in the series of internet radio shows or podcasts for Franklin Matters. The first snow has already fallen and the first outlook on the FY 2012 budget was previewed at the last town council meeting on November 3rd. Let's take a few minutes to listen to Town Administrator Jeff Nutting's update on what we can see in the FY 2012 budget as we sit here in November.
This is a discussion of the 2012 budget. Jeff?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Senator. I wanted to just give the community and the council an update on some current financial issues as well as what I foresee for fiscal 12. I know it's early in the season and to review some past. First, just a quick update on the high school building project. As you know, there's a high school building committee. We've worked with the MSBA. The committee did choose a project manager, Daedalus, signed a contract with them. We finally signed a contract for an architect after rejecting the first two because we thought the price was too high. The original architect came in at $865,000. And after good negotiations with them and then a second firm, we finally signed a contract for about $560,000 with KBA. So we knocked the price down about $300,000, which I think just speaks to the experience of the team here that we just don't take the first person that comes along. In fact, the SBA commented that no other town had actually rejected an architect based on price. We're trying to watch the tax dollars. So we do have those in place. We're waiting for the SBA to finalize those agreements. The cost of those two contracts is about $850,000. If you recall, the council did appropriate $1 million. So we're well within the budget. And the good news is once we sign the agreement, the SBA will pay for about 50% of that cost. So it'll be down in the $400,000 range. And that will take us through a feasibility study, which will lay out the possibilities of how to renovate the school, and up to design development, which will actually show what the plan for rehabilitation is and what the estimated cost is. And once all that process is done and approved by the SBA, then it'll be up to the council to bring that forward to the citizens for a decision sometime, hopefully late next year, if we stay on target. But trying to watch the dollars right out of the gate, I think the committee's doing an excellent job with that, so I want to thank them, and we look forward to working with both those firms to bring the best foot forward, but obviously being financially conservative in the meanwhile. Review of the town finances. I've looked back over the last 8 years, and we've eliminated one out of every six municipal jobs. I think we've done that quietly. As people, we've had layoffs, we've had cutbacks, people have retired, but we haven't made a big fanfare of it. And unlike the school, who has a big budget process and a public debate, it just kind of happens. And so I don't know if people have recognized that we've done that. And I want to hats off to the employees because despite that, I believe we still provide very high quality municipal services and everybody stepped up to the plate during those time frames. Also, during the last 8 years, we looked at the CPI. It's averaged 2.9% on average, and our COLA cost of living raises have averaged about 2.3%. So we're about 25% less than average every year. So I think we've signed fair but frugal collective bargaining agreements over that time frame. In good times and bad, so obviously some years there were zeros and some years there might have been some threes, but we've been below, on average, the cost of living every year for quite a length of time. Also, on health insurance, we took a look at medical trends, which have been over 12% per year, and our increases have been 6.3% and 3.3% for the last 4 years. So we've been beating the benchmark huge, and again, that's because our employees, we sit down every year, talk about health insurance, talk about how we can save both money for them and for the town, how we can save jobs, and they've stepped up to the plate. So I think both in terms of health insurance increases and wage increases, we've been doing our best and working with our employees, and I think that doesn't get seen or recognized, but for folks who think that everybody's getting doing grand things here, I think that we're on target. Also, people tend to want to complain, I think, about municipal pensions. I think they do need overhaul. I know that the legislature started that last year and will continue, but recognize that the pension system was started in 1937 in Massachusetts. We don't make any of the rules, the regulations. Employees have to belong. Does it need to be fixed? Yes, but I think to blame local employees for those is not, you know, for what happened in 1937 is just not fair. And I'm sure the legislature will continue to try to make that more affordable and fairer as well. So I think on the big issues, we've done pretty well. Our staffing level's down. Our wages have been frugal. Our health insurance costs have been very, very conservative. And we've getting a pretty good bang for the buck. And again, thanks to everybody that has helped out over the years. In fiscal 11 this year, 7 of our 9 unions have already agreed to a 1-year contract with no pay raises. They recognize that these are difficult times. They recognize that the town is struggling financially, and we were able to settle those 7 of 9 between 0 and 2 meetings. In some cases, it was simply a phone call. In other cases, we sat down and explained the situation. And I want to, again, thank all of those folks. I'm still hopeful we'll get a firefighter's contract. It is 3.5 years old, but maybe we can work that out. But again, stepping up to the plate during tough times. So for the rest of this fiscal year, even though fiscal 12 is going to be difficult, I think that we'll be okay. I don't think there'll be any mid-year cuts. But obviously fiscal 12 is going to be a challenge. I still will be asking the council to do a very conservative capital program. I think we have to save the majority or a big chunk of our free cash for unemployment for fiscal 12. And we also have to save money for snow and ice as we do every year. So I think a pared back capital plan is in order, and I'll ask the council to consider some funding to make some school, non-high school building repairs and continue the water program. So those will be coming forward with you in the next month or two, the rest of that, this fiscal year. So what does fiscal 12 look like? Well, for those who say, here we go again, you're right. We're going to present a balanced budget. People say, why can't the town balance the budget? We balance the budget every year. We balance the budget for a couple hundred years. Why can't we live within our means? We always live within our means. That's the law. The issue is that we always have a gap between revenues that are available and services that are provided. And that's why we have 50 less employees than we had 8 years ago. And that's why the schools made cutbacks as well. Because in order to make ends meet, we have to make change. So not only have we reduced jobs, but I think this body knows we've consolidated town and school services, look to share services with other towns, and look at any venue possible to make the system work and provide high quality municipal services, because that's all we do, serve the public. And so we are going to have a revenue gap. We lost in the last 2 years about $3.8 million in state aid. In the last couple of years, and I think you just heard the Senator that fiscal 12 is not going to be very healthy for the state. And I'm talking to everybody I know, they're all talking about the $2 to $2.5 billion shortfall because of the use of one-time money, and the state faces Medicare increased costs every year. So that puts us more at risk for more cuts in state aid, and we've been over relying on state aid for a long time. That was a good thing when times were good, and thank you, Jimmy Valley, and everybody for that, but these are tough times, so I think we have a potential state aid cut again. The schools have balanced this budget on about $2.5 million of net of about one-time money from the federal and state and all the stimulus packages, and that money won't be available. I don't think we're going to be able to hold the line on health insurance like we have in the past. Eventually catches up with you. The school has special ed costs that continue to rise, and those are mandated by law. I think when you take all the other factors, that we're $4 to $6 million, we'll have a gap of between $4 and $6 million for next fiscal year. And that really, we'll know more when the governor's budget comes out in February. But if you look at the one-time fixed costs that won't be there, if you look at the other fixed costs that are going to go up, I think that creates that gap. So what I've asked is each department to have a budget ready to me by Thanksgiving on the municipal side, and I've asked the school if they could speed up their budget process. So with the hope that come early February, when we have all the information and we have the actual dollars, and whether it's 3.8, 5.6, whatever those numbers are, we'll be in a position to present a balanced budget, and that's going to obviously have some policy decisions on the council's part as to priorities, because, you know, $1 million is 20 jobs, and so you can do the math. Is it 60 jobs, 80 jobs? In the sense that we're, and I think everybody knows this, the vast majority of money goes to wage and benefits. Our expense budgets are pretty small. They've been cut and cut and cut over the years. So we will have a challenge. We will meet that challenge. But I want I let the unions know today. I'm going to let you and the public know. We've got a big challenge ahead, and we'll do our best to continue to serve the citizens with whatever funding that is available. So I just want to let the council know that, the community know that, and can answer any questions. Again, it's a best guess based on what I'm hearing from across the Commonwealth, what I know internally here, and we'll have a real number early February.
I hope you spend time listening to that. Please reflect on it in the show notes. I've taken time to transcribe some of Jeff's, I think, most notable quotes. I think they'll be important as we go forward into the budget cycle. Lots of discussions, lots of decisions before we get to that time where, at this point, it seems inevitable that there should be a discussion about an override and question on the priorities of what services we will have and keep here in Franklin. So as I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like what I'm doing, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008 and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.